Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to your week ahead with Mama Data Astrology live right here on the Inner Peace Lighthouse radio frequency. Welcome to the best time of your week ahead of time.
Thank you. Peace. We are live. We are in full effect. You are now tuned in to the Inner Peace Lighthouse radio frequency, and this is your week ahead with your world healer. And wow, y'all. Wow. I'm just so happy. I'm just doing the sound check here. I'm just so thankful and happy to be here to report back to you live and in full effect, especially in lieu of all of the eclipse-worthy events that have occurred since I was last able to connect with you on the show, okay? So I am okay. I am in the area that the hurricane occurred in, and myself and my family are just fine. You know, that's why I love astrology. And, you know, I laugh because there are certain people that would hear me say that and they would probably just be cringing, their skin just, you know, melting off of their body and just in total and complete discomfort at hearing me say something like that. But it is my very relationship to nature that has been so greatly enhanced since I began studying astrology that it's just undoubted. The people in my life have had a front row seat to the transformation that happened when I guess you could say, renounce or denounce my allegiance and, you know, this thing that I had with this entity that was given to me in the form of a story at a very young age, and I gave it back. And I didn't replace it with anything because at the heart of who I was before I ever heard that story, that had never shifted or changed. If anything, it had only grown and developed and blew up, you know. And so at this point, you know, living through this summer eclipse season 2017, like having survived it, I know on the last show I shouted out our dear ancestor, elder turned ancestor, Dick Gregory, but I got to shout him out again. Like, you know, that just reminds me I've gone way too far without honoring, revering, respecting, and remembering those that have come before us. Shout out to all the divine righteous ancestors. And definitely, Brother Ampu, thank you. Now that Mercury has stationed direct, you might as well say today, it was yesterday, you know, when things happen that close in proximity as far as time is concerned, you can say it happened the same day. You can say the full moon that did occur early this rising, 2:03 a.m. Central, along with yesterday's Mercury station at 28 degrees of Leo at 6:21 a.m. You could say they happened on the same day astrologically. I've been observing this stuff long enough, y'all, that I know that if it's that close in time, it's happening at the same time. Okay? They've been in the same area of space, but it's exactness is what is happening in such close proximity. So you can't ignore it. You can't avoid it. You can't ignore the fact that the sun, the moon, this full moon in Pisces is in direct alignment with Neptune in Pisces, the very energy that governs this Pisces full moon. Look out at your sky tonight. You're going to see it. So there's so much to talk about, so much to get in on, y'all. I'll say this, and it's so interesting that this came across. I hadn't been, y'all, I've been so Mercury, you know your world healer is Mercury ruled now. I know y'all know that by now. And so y'all know when Mercury is retrograde, it seems the pattern has been somewhat that every retrograde, I think I miss a show. I think I miss a show about every Mercury retrograde. And y'all know Mercury is the one that retrogrades the most. It retrogrades at least 3 times a year. So there's no getting around it. But when you're ruled by Mercury, if your ascendant sign is Virgo or Gemini, then you are ruled by Mercury. And there are other chart indicators that would have a similar effect. Not to that same degree, but a very similar effect. You can have a strong Mercury in your chart. You can be born with Mercury retrograde and not be a Gemini or Virgo rising at all and be very significantly affected, especially during these times. Well, all the time. Because when it is a Mercury retrograde, if you were born with Mercury retro in your chart, Mercury retrograde, you know, you might have a whole nother take on them than most everybody else who's normally in the mode of their natal Mercury, that naturally their Mercury is direct. They have a direct relationship with material things as opposed to a natally retrograde one. So that's a lot. That's not the intention of today's show, but it's important to know stuff like this. When a conversation is being had like this, then you'll know that's why I'm here. I've said it numerous times. I want everyone to know thyself astrologically. That's my field of growing expertise. But really, know thyself in every way, in all the ways that you can. Even in your imagination. Shout out to the Imagination Guru, Minister Drew. Y'all stay connected to myastrologycoach.com, okay? There's a lot of amazing, powerful stuff going on with myself, with Brother Apu, with Minister Ju, and it don't stop, okay? It never stops. That's the beauty of astrology. There's no end to it. I do this all day. I don't stop. If anything, I'm adding more stuff in. So, you know, stay connected, and you'll be so, so glad you're here, so thankful and happy. I know. Well, in fact, Brother Anfu has an inner peace class coming up, so another inner peace class, all right? Anybody who's participated in one before already knows the life offering where you can, that's what I fuck with, the 21-day challenge. Shout out to my 21-day challenge participants, dream makers and co-creators. What's up? It's the Pisces full moon, baby. We began this journey, and I was just mentioning about Brother Ampu's inner peace class, so y'all just stay connected to myastrologycoach.com for more information about that. Event tab is usually where stuff like that is kept. But for my 21-day challenge overcomers, what? Yes, I don't even know what to say because I done heard from a few of y'all this week, and this the very week I was out of pocket on the show, and I thought that was so interesting. It just got eclipsed. That's what an eclipse does, y'all. What you see occur in nature, what you see reporting on the news, trending on the news and things like that, these are messages. Now, to the untrained eye and mind, they're whatever message that the creator or sender of that message wants to feed you or program you with. But thankfully, if you can watch it with a trained eye and you can glean, especially under a Pisces full moon, come on, y'all, you don't think you're going to be spoken to loudly and clearly by symbols, Pisces. Look, colors, you can add that into symbols. You can have symbols that are colors. You can have symbols that are shapes. You can have symbols that are numbers. We are going to be communicated, Mercury stationing direct on the same within the same day of the Pisces full moon season starting that covers our next 2 weeks, you don't think we're going to get spoken to via symbols, via our subconscious mind, via our dreams, via through meditation, y'all? Come on, push through. You got folks. It's so much I want to touch on, y'all, because this Mercury and Mars alignment got me feeling some type of way, too. And I'm sure I'm not the only one, but I'm going to take it real slow with y'all. I'm going to take it real slow. Now, what y'all know, I'm your world healer, right? And y'all know I did a tarot pull for today's show. And you know, I pulled the Pisces card at a Pisces full moon. You already know this. You already know that when I pulled it, it was in the overall position. That's the overall energy and card for our week ahead is Pisces. So y'all know when I'm telling y'all this stuff, Spirit is right here alongside me saying, all right, she done started the show out talking about this Pisces full moon in the context of this eclipse season, and the Pisces card is the overall card. Listen up. The page of cups that is the Pisces card that I put in different, you know, tarot readers with. Everyone has their own interpretation, okay? Some people may tell you that another quartz cup card, that is a quartz card, would be considered the Pisces card. Just like you'll hear some people say the Queen of Wands is Sag. The Queen of Wands is Sagittarius. But then you will hear others say that, no, the Queen of Wands is Aries. So the point is, especially when you're talking about suits of cards, is that it's wands, period. Aries, Leo, Sag. It's cups, period. Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. But this is, by many accounts, Page of Cups is the Pisces card, and it talks about a time of Pisces full moon coloring your next 2 weeks. I don't care who you are or what your chart is natally. Pisces full moon is the prevailing energy over the next 2 weeks as the moon wanes from full that it is today back to new 2 weeks from now. Okay, so the Page of Cups is the overall card. The Pisces card is the card of creative beginning, okay? The page is a fresh energy. We're just coming up off of this. I can't even say come up off it, y'all. We're still in it. We are still in the great new moon solar eclipse in Leo season. We are smack dab in the middle of it. We are on the last go-round of it. We're on, for all intents and purposes, this next 2 weeks, while the moon is waning, appearing to decrease in light, lessening the visible light part that you can see, going back to black, back to new, back to dark in 2 weeks, over the next 2 weeks. This energy is supportive of us letting go and releasing. I just told y'all this is the part of creative beginning. So what that tell you, especially with Mercury just stationing direct today, within the day, it's going to have a new feel to it. Mars just had the nerve to go into Virgo too. The sun's been in Virgo. So Mars going into Virgo is going to activate it even more. All my, where's Virgo? All my Geminis and Sagittarius is out there. Listen up, Mars going into Virgo further activates. See, this is Mars going to do you 2 ways. It depends on how, if you're ready for it when it comes through. Do you know an Aries? They're ruled by Mars, by the way. They say ready to go. That's the energy of Mars. It's ready to go. And if you're not ready to go, guess what? Mars is going to come at you 1 or 2 ways. It's going to feel like an activator, an accelerator, an instigator. All instigation isn't bad. It's an initiator. It governs the very first sign of the entire zodiac wheel. Or if you're not ready, and you're not ready to bust a grape, you're not ready to bust a move, Mars going to come around like it's going to came around to Virgo to meet up with the Sun and Mercury that has been retrograding there, even though it's stationed direct in Leo. I'll get into more of the details and stuff like that as we get to it, go through it. But the point here is how you experience it, and I'm doing a special shout out to my Sagittarius and my Geminis, and I'll even throw in my Pisces, because Virgo opposes y'all and squares Gemini and Sag. So these are challenging aspects. If you're being opposed, you're being challenged. If someone is squaring off against you, they're challenging you. And under this energy, y'all, especially with Mars further activating this Virgo area of space, and on top of that, that very same Mars aligning, just going back and forth with Mercury. The reason I say that, this week, I just want to be sure and give y'all an exact date. This week that we just started, Sunday, September 3rd, 4:38 a.m. Central, Mercury at 28 degrees Leo aligned directly with Mars at 28 degrees Leo. Okay, drum roll, please. In our week ahead, September the 16th, which is Saturday, 2:00. I might have to update that time because I double check times. Y'all, I've been observing this long enough to know that all these websites don't be getting stuff right. So I have to go back and double check. I'm doing it now real quick, live and on air. Y'all watching me work, man, just to make sure. But, yes, Mercury and Mars align again. Okay, it was correct this time. At 2:01 p.m. Central, Mercury now no longer like it was this past Sunday, this coloring the week we're living through right now, at 28 degrees Leo near this Mercury station point. Also, a.k.a. not only the Mercury station point that it's 28 degrees Leo is, but what else is 28 degrees Leo? Come on, y'all, because I'm finna start this classroom up. And for all of y'all that want to participate, it's going to be stuff about you 9 times out of 10. Every now and again, I'll throw something in there that pertains to what's going on because it directly affects you and your chart. All to know about it, at least be aware of it. You don't have to understand all the nooks and crannies, but being aware of these basic prevailing principles and ideas surrounding these events will enhance your life exponentially, abundantly. And so what also 28 degrees Leo is the eclipse point. We had a great solar new moon eclipse in Leo at 28 degrees. Mercury hit the eclipse point on Saturday the 2nd. Sunday the 3rd, Mars activated it. Later on in the month, y'all going to hear me getting down and dirty on it again, because on the 17th, the moon is going to activate it. And on the 18th, Venus is going to activate it. The eclipse still got something to tell us, y'all, to show us. It ain't over. It ain't nowhere near over. And that ought to be music to your ears. Mercury aligning with Mars at 28 degrees Leo starting this week out on Sunday, September the 3rd. And Mercury aligning with Mars next Saturday afternoon, 2:01 p.m. Central, at 7 degrees Virgo, it has something to tell us in this Virgo area of space. That's why I'm shaking and waking up Gemini, Sagittarius, and Pisces, so y'all can begin to understand how this powerful Pisces full moon that's governing our next 2 weeks can be less of a challenge and more of a treat. more of an opportunity. I've said before, you know, I'll fuck up a square, just like how Virgo, the Sun, and Mercury and Mars are squaring Gemini, Sagittarius. When those aspects come up, even in somebody's chart that I'm talking to every week, and I'll suggest to them to turn a corner. That's what the square. That it is a challenge, but if you turn, if you're walking alongside a wall in a room and you reach a corner, which means you hit a wall, you can't go any further. You have to turn. You don't have another choice unless you somehow can magically or spiritually, powerfully walk through that wall. You got to turn. And so that's what the square allows for. It allows for a shift to be made, okay? So, yeah, my Sagittarius, my Gemini, it's no thing to y'all because y'all are already you and Pisces, too. Y'all are already mutable signs. So I ain't telling y'all nothing new. I'm just saying now it's critical. It's at a critical degree that you need to be that remain and stay open-minded, especially with this trine. Now, I told y'all last show, this great solar new moon eclipse in Leo, within an hour of the great eclipse, the moon constituting the solar new moon eclipse in Leo, the great one, that moon trined Uranus. Just like this Pisces full moon, it's conjunct Neptune. So you got to read this Neptune energy, which is already there because Neptune rules Pisces, but then you got to double up on it. It's like it's that same type of significance that this great solar new moon eclipse in Leo trining Uranus had and is still having because we are still under that moon. We'll be under that moon in the sense of it playing in the background for the next 99 years. So as I continue to mention this to y'all, as it comes up, I will continue to mention to you all to take this time of your life. A lot of people don't have a choice. Like people who literally are directly being affected by these worldwide catastrophes, they don't have a choice. They got to get serious real quick. If they were playing around, I guarantee you they're not now. If they were confused about next steps to take, I promise you they've gained some insight and clarity, the very thing that Uranus promises, that awareness, that flash of insight that you need, that it comes out of nowhere. It's the sudden and unexpected thing that will shift you if you can recognize it. See, we get these flashes of awareness all the time, and under this energy of that very great solar new moon he puts in Leo, trying Uranus, easy, effortless flow of energy, they're coming out. I guarantee you can't contact your world healer right now and tell me that you can't think of no way out of your situation and you don't know what, you know, you don't know where to turn or who to talk to. Use a lie. You don't want to know. The truth is you don't want to know. You don't want to figure it out. You don't want to put in the work. But see, this is what's happening, and this is what I've spoken on before about this Uranus energy. If you stay open, see, staying open means it's on the same vibration as thinking outside of the box, stepping outside of your comfort zone, varying your routine. This whole genius frequency, what makes it so genius is that it's willing and open and flexible and adaptable to change. Even if what it's doing is working, what if it could work even better? It's not necessarily an obsession. It's just a natural flow. That's why when these transits involving Uranus in Aquarius, 11th house, when they come up, I mention to people, keep a pencil handy. Keep a pen handy. You're going to be getting insights left and right. They're everywhere. You're going to be gaining awareness, higher awareness in everything you do. You could have done it 85,000 times the same way before, and this time you do it. You're aware of something that you didn't pick up on before. Something's hidden in that communication between that elected Uranus rules. I'm thinking of so many things right now, y'all. These keywords for Uranus and Aquarius in the 11th house, and electricity is one of them. Electrical impulse is one of them. I always mention the defibrillator to y'all, because it's that same frequency of getting shocked back to life. It may be one flash of an idea that you have that you write down that don't mean nothing to you right now today. And here it is a month later, 2 weeks later, and it's like, oh, you know what? I wrote something down just like that, or that sounds like this, that, and the third. And it came from you. That's why it's so genius. So I'm here to encourage you today in a myriad of ways, through the tarot, through the stars, the astrology, through the services that I offer. Oh, definitely. I want to if you have been directly affected, I've been indirectly affected by this past week's hurricane. But if you've been directly affected, contact me. It's a link in the show description for the episode information for the show. And it's the word site, S-I-T-E, for what stands for website. Click on that and contact me, and I got something for you, okay? I got something for you. Because it's about energy more so than it is actual events, y'all. It's bigger than a hurricane. When I'm telling you weeks in advance that any eclipse, I know this was a great eclipse, and that puts a whole nother level of intensity on it. But eclipses happen twice a year. They happen two different seasons of the year, typically. In rare cases, you will have three in 1 year. And so they're not just so rare, but they're still this, just like a Mercury retrograde, it's a phenomenon that occurs that really is powerful. A lot, when you hear people talk about the elites and all this stuff, you know, people who are in the know, people who have not had knowledge stolen from them, and no, they're not over. They tend not to be overwhelmed or overcome by these annual events, because they have the knowledge that wasn't stolen from them to work more in concert with these events that are inevitable. So much so, you'll even hear certain people saying, they're not only working in concert, they're engineering some of this stuff. So there's power in knowing. That's a very Uranus, Aquarius 11th house that I've been talking about since I was mentioning the trine to Uranus from the Great Solar and the Moon Eclipse in Leo. This Uranus energy is, it's powerful. I apologize. I just lost my thought, y'all. There's just so much coming at me. Mercury is my ruling planet. It just stationed. It rules the mind. It rules thought processes, like remembering. And so just keep flowing with me, y'all. For those of you who are interested in officially becoming a mama's baby, click that same site link and get at me for that as well. For those who have not been directly affected by the hurricane, that first link in the description box is for you because Eclipse Wisdom specials are still getting churned out. You can talk to me for 30 minutes to an hour. I can give you the report, personalized report for the first eclipse of this summer 2017 eclipse season, which occurred on August the 7th, full moon lunar eclipse in Aquarius, that we've just been talking about, that energy. And the second one, this great new moon solar eclipse in Leo that just occurred. Eclipses have direct ramifications and effects up to about 40 days after. So we'll be in this energy for a little while yet, like I've been mentioning. But they have transitory effects through, this energy is going to be in effect through the next eclipse season, which is February 2018, 6 months from now, okay? And so I definitely have people that get at me. Every week is a bit much for them, but they get at me definitely twice a year for the eclipses and specials, and super-duper shout-out to y'all. 21-day challenge, dream makers and co-creators, I will be giving y'all a special message next week. It'll be quick, just to kind of ring the alarm that it's going up yet again. This Pisces full moon season is an answer to the last 6 months when we had our last set of eclipses. I'm telling y'all, this happens about twice a year. So for those that did participate in the first 21-day challenge that was initiated at the solar new moon eclipse in Pisces on February 26, 2017, and those who participated in the second one, which for most people who would honor Aries season as the first season of the zodiac year, the first session of 21-day challenge overcomers, we got in on it a month early, and here we are 6 months later. How many, that's why I can't wait to get with y'all, because I'm looking at my dream life on paper that we constructed 6 months ago, and I'm looking at my waking life from then until now. And all I have for you is check marks. Got that. Doing that. Did that. That, my dear listeners, Mama's Babies Nation, that is what this is all about. Knowing what is going to happen in advance and jumping. Look, I know y'all done seen Double Dutch. The ropes coming, they coming, one after the other, two of them, right? And you looking like, ooh, where can I get in? I want to do me some double dutching today. And boy, if you have ever double dutch, you know how good it feels to get in there and get your rhythm. Ooh, yes. That's this right here, y'all. Whatever point you're at, just now, I know I will connect with a lot of people that come up out of the church, the Christian church, religious church, who are coming from a standpoint of thinking that all of this is wrong and evil and going to send you to hell and 85 other lies. Pisces full moon governs the energy of lies. It also governs the energy of spirituality. Spirituality does not need religion for it to exist. Two different things, mutually exclusive. Ain't got nothing to do with the other one. Unless you want to make it have to do with the other one because you're a master illusionist, low vibrational Pisces. Not being a master illusionist could be high vibrational as long as you wasn't hurting nobody. As long as don't nobody have to lose in order for you to win. As long as don't nobody have to be a victim, go on and be a master illusionist if that's what you were put here to do. I do see y'all on the line. I am going to check in on the phone lines here within just about 5 minutes. Y'all just give me a second. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for your encouragement. Thank you so much for checking on me when I was out for a week. For those that knew I was in the affected area, just making sure that I'm okay, that means the world to me. Thank God I'm here to report to you. Me, my property, my family, our property, our possessions are 100,000% okay, not touched, not singed, not soaked, not nothing. Because we, see, that's why I was saying that it's not about an event. It's about energy. And people will listen to what I have to say, and half of them will dismiss me. They won't shit on me because they know it's something to what I'm saying, but they will dismiss me because if it goes over, listen to what I'm saying closely, if it goes over your head, people, you would tend to dismiss that. And I'm using the words over your head very specifically because it's the very super Sagittarius energy. Sagittarius, it ain't just about me coming here being your super Sagittarius world healer. It's about the fact that just last week, Saturn stationed direct in Sagittarius. And this whole thing, Saturn and Jupiter are those social planets. When these energies shift, oh, we're going to feel it, sense it, and perceive it on a societal level. Saturn just turned direct in Sagittarius and is about, before the year is out, is going to ingress into Capricorn. That's going to shift some things, and the shift is already shifting. Things don't happen in a vacuum in astrology. I know stuff happens on particular days and at exact times, but energies don't. They are fluid. Whew. I know I'm jumping all over the place, y'all, but the energy is not. This is Pisces energy made manifest. It's so interesting that I'm coming back broadcasting to y'all under this Pisces energy, but I love it also because it's y'all get to see live and in living color the beautiful energy that Pisces is. I always reference this when I talk about Pisces. In Pisces, you tend not to be able to pin anything down. Pisces is a water sign, so that's fluid, that's movement. It's a mutable sign at that, that's movement. It could be water fixed, which is Scorpio, not so much movement. It's more going deep, the still waters that run deep. It could be water cardinal, which is Cancer. And that is a very core level, more still type of water. But in Pisces water, mutable water, it don't never stop moving. That's why it governs the imagination. What confines can you put on the imagination? You can't fix that. That's where energies start to get warped and you get lower vibrational manifestations of things. But Pisces in its purest essence is simply allowing. It's simply being. It's simply loving unconditionally. You take the conditions off because then you don't have to define the shit and you can just be it. You can just be love. You can just be inner peace. You can just be whatever you imagine. That's why imagination is here. That's not an infantile concept left for children. And even if it is, guess what? Creatress, absolute gave you a great new moon solar eclipse in Leo, the sign of children and your inner child. So you could put some of that on it, too, for the next 99 years. That's a beautiful reality that I have been tapping into, and I encourage y'all to do the same. We got 2 new moons in Leo this year. 2. And the second one was a great new moon eclipse in Leo.
And I told y'all before the first one that we dare not get two new moons in Leo, the sign of fun, the sign of enjoyment, enjoying your freaking life, the sign of living from an open heart, the sign of letting your inner child come out and play, the sign of romance and dating, the sign of games and sports. We dare not have two of them, and the second one being a great eclipse, and not find some way that we can, and I think that's what this Pisces full moon, find some way that we can be all of these things, not try to get it, not try to have it, not trying to have romance and trying to have love and trying to have children and trying to have fun, but being that shit, being that inner child that comes out and plays every day. I eat on words, y'all. That's why I come here to shout it out, because you can't tell me what I'm experiencing in the midst of great change, in the midst of eclipse-worthy change, right in my backyard. But when you know what's coming, and when you get in touch with your spirituality, the very energy that's coloring this next 2 weeks, y'all, I ain't speaking on it for nothing. It's the overall card in the tarot spread this week, not for nothing. I'm telling you what energy is prevailing, so you can jump in like that double dutch and find your rhythm and go with this flow. If there's ever a sign like this Pisces full moon we're in that's about going with the flow, this is it. It's mutable. It's water. It's all about merging. It's all about merging. I know Mercury and Mars they hooked up on the 3rd, starting this week out on Sunday. I've mentioned that to y'all already. I've mentioned that they're going to hook up again. Exactly, next Saturday. I've mentioned that already. So in between the 3rd and the 16th, and we on the 6th, that means we're in between. That means it's going on right now. I'm mentioning that because Mercury and Mars are together in energies that more so when it gets to this one on the 16th, because it'll be, I told y'all, 7 degrees in Virgo, and Virgo is the sign that actually squares Pisces. But, you know, it's within the range even on this end of it. On the 3rd, when it was 28 degrees Leo, it was still within a very close proximity to be squaring this Pisces energy that's coloring our next 2 weeks as well. I'm simply mentioning that because when you talk about a square, like I've mentioned before, you're talking about potential challenges, you're talking about testing situations where you might have to make some shifts, adjustments, turn corners, do something new. That's, you know, that's the main thing, make an adjustment. Adjustment equals change, okay? The very energy of change, Mercury, is in an easy, effortless flow to all this that's going on right now. So change is pretty much on, wake up every day between now and the next 2 weeks, you know. If change is on the menu, just be ready to roll with it. It's happening for your highest good. It's happening for you, not to you. You have to know that. And in this mutable energy of the sun being in mutable Virgo, along with Mercury and Mars, in this mutable energy of the full moon being in Pisces, in this mutable energy of Saturn stationing in Sagittarius, I want you to consider that all that mutability means even more change. It's change on change on change. So if you going through change right now, you're supposed to be. Embrace it. Merge with it. I just got through telling y'all that's what that Pisces do. If you want to vibrate high on this Pisces energy that's governing the next 2 weeks, you're going to merge with it. You're going to embrace it. You're going to unconditionally love it. You're going to accept it. You're going to surrender to it. Okay? You may have to do some forgiving, which is another Pisces idea. You may have to do some forgiving to get there, forgiving of yourself. You can't move forward because you feel upset about what you did and you can't believe you chose the wrong person. You're not going to be mutable, stuck in that. Mutable and stuck is two different things. Stuck is more like a fixed sign energy, being stuck. But immutable energy, ain't no stuckness immutable. If you stuck right now, it's because you want to be stuck. And you're riddled with fear, a low vibration of Pisces. If you catch yourself riddled with fear, know that you need to raise that vibration. You need to drink you some water. That's high vibrational Pisces. You need to do something that clues you into your spirituality. I don't give a damn if it's saying a prayer. Say the damn serenity prayer. Shit. Start fucking somewhere. Y'all, that's at Mercury Mars. That's at Mercury Mars. Mars is that energy. It's that life force. And Mercury is these words. It's no excuse. The low vibrations of Pisces are fucking ugly, y'all. Don't let it be you in between now and the next lunar cycle, the new moon, the next major cycle, 2 weeks from now, basically. In between now and 2 weeks from now, please do not send me an email or Mama Dada, your world healer, please. You don't know what to call it. Because all I'm going to say is raise that vibration. See, let me get the energy of Pisces. It's only because it's Mercury and Mars aligned right now that I'm really animated in my Mercury. You know, that's what Mars Mercury does. But Pisces energy? Pisces, it has a dissolving nature to it. Just think of you know, maybe some movie or some show with some, you know, effects and stuff, and they can just touch something and it'll disintegrate. That's Neptune. Neptune softens, and on the low end, it can weaken. You can even have Mars going on, and Neptune can soften that. Even I could bring myself down fairly easily under this Pisces full moon energy, even amidst the Mercury-Mars. Because Pisces is the prevailing energy. It's going to win out. And it doesn't need to scream. It doesn't need to shout. It simply needs to be. If you can get whatever goes on with you over the next couple of weeks, if you can get to the point where you can take an inhalation through your nose and exhale through your mouth and come back to center, come back to square zero, come back to the middle, then you will be fine. This is the prevailing energy that allows you to simply go with the flow. Whatever is going on, whatever changes, the change energy is high. I've already explained to y'all just how high it is astrologically. It's thick. So if you can manage to flow with that, something pop up, okay, let me make this adjustment. Mercury station direct now. So you making plans and all this goddamn energy in Virgo, I don't give a damn what you got to say. You have access to writing goddamn shit down, making a freaking list, checking things off, checking, looking back at your list to make sure you haven't missed anything. Attention to detail right now. I just did the show about the devilish details, talking about this, all this Virgo energy. Mercury is coming back through. It's stationed in Leo, at the tail end of Leo, only to just spend a few days until it gets back into Virgo where it started retrograding. We're going through these degrees of Virgo for the third time. So the messages
like the one I'm delivering to you today. Our words, our thoughts, our plans, they should be strong. This is the third time around. And you're going to throw Mars on it on the way out the door? Well, goddamn. You ain't playing. You ready to go. You ready to get on the front line and handle your business. And win. You ready to get on the front line and win. So that I know that that energy is more logical. It's more earthy Virgo energy. It's governed by Mercury, Virgo is. But it's an earth sign. So it wants to produce. It wants to be productive and constructive. I'm here to tell you, just in case you didn't know, that today's Pisces full moon, look out your window tonight, go step outside, governing the next 2 weeks, it wants you, no matter how challenging it is, it wants you to merge with it. Just try me between now and the next 2 weeks. Whatever happens, whatever comes up, embrace it. Merge with it. Become one with it. Yes, fears are here. Yes, it's going to be scary. I'm here to goddamn tell you, yes, do the shit anyway. Do it anyway. You don't have a choice. Do you think the people that were directly affected by this most recent and closest to me tragedy, do you think that they're not afraid about what's next, what this all means? The ramifications of all of this? But guess what? They still got to go through it. That's why I love my 21-day challenge overcomers. Y'all keep hearing me talk about it. Y'all going to keep hearing me talk about it because guess what? We're doing another one. Let the cat out of the bag now. This is exclusive. The season officially turns at the autumn equinox. We are going to be starting the next series in the 21-day challenge series. It's been wildly successful. It's been supremely magical. And when you get your hands on something that priceless, valuable, profitable, energetically in every other way, you're not going to let go of it. But you're not going to let go of it as far as aligning yourself with it, but then you begin to want to share it. As soon as I downloaded the 21-day challenge spiritually, I made it available immediately. And y'all just be clued in, just jump on it, and, you know, y'all see by now my track record. I don't miss. So, you know, just ride this wave with me and just shift with the shift because as Spirit gives me stuff for y'all, this is a spiritual service. I'm not getting a check from Blog Talk. So this is a spiritual service that I perform every week for y'all because it's just so freaking fun. It's so fun. So what else do I have for y'all? We've got about 45 minutes left, and I know we've covered a lot already. Let me walk y'all through the rest of this week so y'all will be prepared. Wednesday, today the 6th, the moon is officially void, okay, y'all? The moon went void at 3:29 p.m. Central today. So we're in a void moon. This show is in a void moon, but it's all good. We're under a Pisces. It went void in Pisces. Yeah, so we're under a Pisces moon anyway. So a void and a Pisces moon, it just goes together. Void is kind of where, you know, Pisces is the last sign, right? So the fact that we are living under the void moon portion of the Pisces moon energy means we are literally wrapping up an emotional moon cycle of 28 days, okay? So as of
tomorrow rising, 7:01 a.m. Central, the moon enters Aries, the first sign of the zodiac, and we start this process all over again, okay? So that's the significance if you're feeling, you know, right now, because the moon really clues us into these feelings, hopefully under a void moon in Pisces, even though it is a full moon, that, you know, it's no small wonder I'm coming to you during the void moon in Pisces, because it's this energy now of kind of chilling out, like at least taking a time out from freaking out long enough to, you know, void moons are really good for looking for things that you've lost. You know, it's really good for finishing up things that you started. It's excellent for reviewing and reflecting on the moon. You could be reflecting on what's been going on with you for the past, well, since yesterday. The moon entered Pisces on Tuesday, early rising at 12:23 a.m. Central. So it hasn't even been in Pisces that long at all, not even a day. And void moons are also good for looking ahead. I mean, you can't really just plant a whole lot of seeds during a void moon and expect anything to come from it. Typically, that's the general consensus. And the moon's it's void for 15 hours, so it's a significant chunk of the day. So definitely for the rest of today, just chill out. Give yourself some time to kind of listen to this recording. If you're listening to this in the archives, then give yourself time to just be. Give yourself time to just reflect and chill, you know, engage with water. This is still, the moon is still in Pisces, even though it's a void. Engage with water. Cry your tears. Engage with your water that way. Soak in the tub. Engage with water that way. Drink. I know it's nearing the end of the day, depending on what time zone you're in, but at least drink you a full glass of water that you wouldn't typically or normally drink, and just give thanks for it before you suck it down. And, you know, that'll be really positive. As of early rising tomorrow, the moon enters Aries. We start a whole new energetic cycle, moon cycle, from Aries through Pisces. And so we're going to be ready to go. The energy, since we're under this Pisces full moon, and unlike a new moon where we're initiating new things, and the key word is new moon, new things, new initiatives, here at a full moon, it's about, I always say releasing and letting go and surrendering, but as opposed to initiating something new, and this time around we didn't really initiate brand new things. The great solar new moon eclipse in Leo that occurred on August the 28th, 21st, I apologize, August 21st, we didn't really do brand new things. For those who know, we weren't doing brand new things then. We've been doing brand new things since the solar eclipse in the moon in Pisces 6 months ago at the first 21-day challenge. And even on that second 21-day challenge, it had a Venus retrograde on it, like this latest great new moon eclipse in Leo had the Mercury retrograde on it. When there's a retrograde energy on a new moon, it loses a bit of the new feel and has the tendency to have more of a renewed feel. So you will have found that maybe something came back around to you re-retrograde since around the time of August 21st, and there's this great energy available to you to do something new with it. Maybe somebody came back around, and you've been given the opportunity to engage with what has come, with who has come back around in a new way, in a renewed way. What if we really got second chances to make a powerful impression? What if the multiverse has accounted for that? And so that's what this full moon is the direct answer to from 2 weeks ago's great new moon solar eclipse in Leo. And so at this full moon juncture, we are, in addition to releasing, surrendering, and letting go, we're doing that because whatever came back around to us for inspection, for improvement, for further evaluation, by now, under the light of a full moon, we should be able to clearly, even though it's in Pisces, I smell y'all. How are we going to see clearly? And the moon's in Pisces, and you can't pin anything down in Pisces, huh? World healer. You see, you're going to see it clearly with your spiritual eyes, my precious mama's babies, nation. You're going to see it clearly through your spiritual eyes, through the Pisces eyes, okay? The card of the Page of Cups that governs Pisces talks about intuition. You're going to see it clearly with your intuition. Come on. You're going to see it clearly through your ability to tap into your inner empath. I know that's a dirty word in today's society, you know, and empaths get a bad rap. Or they're easily deceived. They're naive. They can, you know, they absorb everybody's energy. Fuck with a Pisces. I used to sleep on Pisces energy, y'all, but it's them waters. You gotta watch out for them waters. Scorpio, Cancer, Pisces. This energy is the energy of developing your artistic side, okay? Developing your spiritual side. Over the next couple of weeks, you're going to have plenty of opportunity to do it, because when you can't pin anything down with a particular person or in a particular situation, and you then ran into the end of the freaking wall and it's time to turn a corner, then you're going to remember my words and you're going to say, okay, you know what? Let me, you know, I don't pray that much. Let me just say a prayer and see what happens. Whoever your higher, you know, whoever you would pray to, be it your higher self, be it Creator, Creatress, Absolute, be it your, you know, deceased grandmother, pray and just ask for what you want. This great new moon eclipse in Leo season, the sign of want. I've already been doing it and manifesting within the last few days, like leading up to this full moon. I manifested something so very Piscean in its nature, it's not even funny, because Pisces will sleep and dreams, and I actually manifested a new bed. All I did under this Pisces energy, not just because we were leading up to a full moon in Pisces, like I told y'all, the moon just went into Pisces yesterday at 12:23 a.m. Central. I started manifesting this even before that, the fact that the moon was aligning with Neptune. The sun has been opposed Neptune. So that's a challenging thing. And I've been, if you've been in communication with me, I've been encouraging everybody to get up on your Neptune vibration. Get that shit up. You don't want to manifest the lower vibrations of that shit. Get it up. Just in time for us to interact with this Pisces full moon season over the next 2 weeks, which is governed by that very same Neptune energy. So I'm here to tell y'all, monitor Mars and Mercury together gonna fuck with you, especially if you don't have any self-control. Because Mars stay ready to go, and it yokes up with Mercury, is gonna be ready to cut you out, ready to tell you about yourself, ready to, you know, physically go in a vehicle or on foot or whatever. However, Mercury governs all of that, any form of travel. Mercury governs any forms of communication, even the ones that don't come out your mouth. So watch them, those thoughts. It reads all in your aura. In a trained spiritual, I can see. You ain't got to say a word. Trained spiritual, I can see. If you sitting up there thinking it, it's going to read on you. This is the time to be mindful of that. People are getting real clear and direct in their communications with Mercury just stationed within a day, today, within today. So you're not going to have to guess a lot, but in areas where you're not still able to pin stuff down,
you can't get low vibe Virgo. If you done wrote out your list and you done checked everything off and you've been organized and you've been working within the context of structuring your day, daily lifestyle, routine, and something either still slips through the cracks or something still pops up. If strong Uranus energy right now, stuff can still pop up on the best laid plans. That's why you need to stay ready to go. That's why you need to stay flexible. That's why you need to stay open-minded. But, yeah, if something pops up and it needs to be dealt with, cool. You got access to all the water you need to put out any fire. And it may just be coming along, Mars activating Virgo energy, stimulating all this other energy already going on. It may be happening to light a fire under you. It may be happening to set your ass on fire. So don't bemoan it. You see in the episode description for this very show, be thankful for it. No, that's on the Facebook post, y'all. Check plug into Mama Dada Astrology on Facebook, Mama Dada Astro on Twitter, and Mama Dada Astrology on Instagram. Mercury done stationed direct, y'all. Give me a second for it to come up out this shadow phase. On the 19th, Mercury exits the shadow phase. It goes into new territory. Between then and the season actually changing, the 19th and the 22nd, I don't have to do a whole lot of talking about stuff because when I come through with it, I come through all the way. But I mentioned it this week for y'all to kind of be listening out next week. Next week I'm going to drop some real specific details on how to jump in and find your rhythm. That's what I did when I was in your shoes, listening to Brother Anpu and everybody else on the channel years ago. Now I'm on the channel manifesting my arse off and talking all the ish I want to because I can back it up. I have emails to back it up. I have mama's babies that are ready and willing to testify and back it up. So with the time that I have left, let's see, yeah. I got y'all through to the Aries moon, third tomorrow rising, and then it kind of chills out. There's no real impactful astrology that I could perceive on Friday at all. So it's Venus day anyway. Friday is that Venus energy just rules everything kind of easy and comfortable. That's why it tends to be payday. That's why it tends to be the day you go to the shop and all this stuff. It governs money. It governs beauty. So, you know, treat yourself this Friday. Don't cheat yourself. Definitely be a treat. Bring yourself Friday some ease and comfort, okay? Some beauty and art and some money. And then Saturday, September the 9th, 5:45 a.m. Central, early rising, we've got the sun trining Pluto. So the fact that the sun is opposing Neptune, it did this Tuesday on the 5th, on yesterday, and the fact that at the same time the sun is opposing Neptune, that here on Saturday it's going to trine Pluto, that is still highlighting the Neptune-Pluto sextile that any chart I've ever looked at, that just means pretty much all of us that are alive right now, are children being born today are being born under Neptune, sextile Pluto, and every chart I've ever seen, I'm pretty sure, has Neptune, sextile Pluto in it. So the sun is activating that right now. And for all of us that are living under this Neptune, sextile Pluto, we've got what it takes to take advantage of divine opportunities to harness and bridge the energies of Neptune, spirituality, and Pisces, and Pluto, power. There's some opportunity here. That's why us spiritualists aren't going anywhere. Check YouTube. We like them. We colonize. We're like the pests. You know, they multiply. You know, we're not doing anything but growing and getting stronger. And for those, once again, who know, who have eyes to see, they see us. And that's, they may not want to tell their friends, they may not want to tell their family members that they watch certain people on YouTube or listen to certain radio channels. But, yeah, it's a growing, it's a growing area of growing interest just because it is so magical and it is so powerful. And so that's going on Saturday when the sun is trine Pluto. This is where the Pluto part here at the end of the week, that's where control issues and manipulation and motivation come to the fore, okay? If we're motivated and we have an intention set and we concentrate and we focus, sun trine Pluto says, oh, baby, we're going to do the shit out of it. And if it's a trine too, it's going to be easy and effortless. The only way Pluto goes bad, y'all, is when you start trying to control somebody else. Utilize that Pluto power energy in Capricorn to get your game up to where if a hurricane hits you, the area you in, you got a backup home. You got money for a backup home. Pluto was this, you know, power that does influence resources. As well as emotionally and psychologically, use your power to do a psychological self-analysis, you know, around this time to see if there's anything that's keeping you from, you know, if you just can't help yourself from damn trying to control somebody else, that's psychological. You might want to tap into that and figure out why the only way you can get ahead is by manipulating other people. That may have become highlighted for you at the end of this week. So you, with the sun, high vibrational, you know, leadership skills are going to be in focus, you know, you being the leader in your own life, in your own motivations, in your own art, and in your own lifestyle. You're not waiting for nobody to reparate goddamn nothing. Everything you need, you got them resources deep on the inside, and you just need to tap into them and bring them out instead of wasting time and trying to get other people to do something. That's the bottom line, okay? This is a real non-superficial energy coming up, so if you don't have to go deep. Pluto is more water energy. It governs Scorpio. So, yeah. Engage. That's why I keep encouraging y'all to engage on a high vibration with any water energy in and around you. The moon goes void at 10:52 a.m. Central on that same Saturday, September 9th, a little later in the rising, when the moon trines Mercury, only for 30 minutes, because right after at 11:22 a.m. Central, the moon enters Taurus. And so the rest of our week and weekend is going to be spent with the moon in Taurus. It is Venus ruled. Once again, that Venusian energy is going to be prevailing second to this Pisces energy. So it should feel a little, you know, Venus in Taurus, it still brings ease and comfort and beauty, but it's an earth sign. Just like the very sun that Virgo is in. So the sun and the moon are going to be trining each other this weekend, y'all, and when the moon's in Taurus. And so it's going to feel good. After Saturday, close to the afternoon in the central time zone, it's going to feel really good. Mercury is going to re-enter. Mercury direct is going to re-enter Virgo later that night, 9:52 p.m. Central. And so that's going to reinvigorate this Earth sign party. The moon's going to be in Taurus. The sun's going to be in Virgo. Mercury's going to be re-entering Virgo. So by all means, dealing with details should feel a little bit easier, okay? It shouldn't feel a lot less overwhelming. Hopefully,
as it relates to your lifestyle, including your weekend, not just the week. See, the great new moon solar eclipse is in Leo. That's about the enjoyment and the play and the games that I was mentioning to y'all. And so that's the overarching energy for the next 99 years. I'm not saying don't work, don't play. I'm saying keep it balanced. Pisces is saying simply be, go with the flow. As you are led by your intuition, do that shit. Whatever is telling you you can't or making you feel like you can't, that's low vibe Pisces. It's called fear. That's victimhood, victimization, victim mentality that says, well, people like me don't, and we can't, and I ain't never before. The card so sad. I told y'all about the overall Pisces card, but what I didn't get to is the past, present, and future that are all stored cards. That's the mind. If anything is going to keep you from this Pisces energy vibrating on the high end of it, it's going to be your mind. And I'm here to tell you, and the Five of Cups in the past is here to tell you that you've been able to change your mind. You've been able to overcome disappointment and personal challenges. You've been able to seek out and confront your fears. You've been able to surrender and fight back. And what came up in the present now is the same card that was in our future before, the Two of Swords, where I mentioned about y'all being on the bus, being on the bridge and having to make a decision, and I'm sitting here telling y'all anything that's going to keep y'all from that high vibration of Pisces is going to be in your mind. This is the Two of Swords, once again, is the Moon in Libra card. It's about balance, harmonizing. Don't run away from your fears. Merge with them. That's the other way of balancing. That's why I always say that the conjunction and the opposition is damn near the same thing. You got to balance with both of them. You have what it takes to seek out and confront those fears. The Two of Swords, that was the Five of Swords in the past, the Two of Swords in the present says for you to face your fears while you're on the bridge. Don't know which, well, if I go this way, I can never go back the other way. And if I go this way, I probably wish I would have stayed going the other way. I told y'all two shows ago that there was going to come a point after this great new moon solar eclipse in Leo where you was going to have to get off the bridge. It's here. It's in the present position. It's here. You're going to have to make a painful decision. And the painful decision for you might just be to finally get out of the Virgo routine, daily habit of acting afraid, of identifying with your fears instead of identifying with your dream life, your Pisces life, your imagination life, your visualization and your meditation life. When you close your eyes to meditate, do you imagine yourself arguing, fussing, fighting, and getting robbed and assaulted? No, hell no. Nobody does. That's crazy as hell. The Two of Swords says to seek inner peace and to be willing to compromise. The Two of Swords says, while this past, present, and future is all about these swords, all about the mind, Mercury stationing direct, we are now able to evaluate, like this Two of Swords suggests, our situations in a clear and logical, forward, direct, moving manner. No excuses this week ahead. That's what this card pull is for. You always have your spirituality. That's high vibrational Pisces. That's the very opposite vibration of the fear. How you going to be afraid and you pray to a higher power? Well, hell, if you pray to a higher power and still need to be afraid, you need to reconsider who you're praying to. Maybe you need to switch it up. Maybe that's what this Uranus changing energy, mutable energy in the air is here to deliver you. Because if you don't have a source that you can call on, pray to, rely on, then you'll never get to this future card we have, the Spirit has for everybody in this Six of Swords. We came from the Five. speaking out and confronting fears, fighting back, discord, overcoming personal challenges. We came through that to the present of facing fears. And guess what happens in the Six of Swords in the future as we continue to choose to face and merge with our fears instead of succumb to them and allow false evidence appearing real to overtake us when it ain't even real. Instead, we have access to the Six of Swords, which is mental release. You get to take a load off of that mind in Pisces full moon over the next 2 weeks. You ain't nothing. You won't be relying too much on your spirituality, your crystals, your prayers, your affirmations, your gratitude, daily gratitude. You thankful for every goddamn thing. But I'm thankful that this and that happened, the third happened, your world healing. Yep, that too. Because what you may not be able to perceive on a mercurial level, on a Virgo level, Pisces got you covered, baby. Spirituality don't make sense to your rational mind. Two different things. That's not required. That's not necessary. The only thing required is for you to be. The only thing required is for you to be inner peace. The only thing that is required is for you to meditate. The only thing that is required is for you to get some sleep. The only thing that is required is for you to soak in a tub. The only thing that is required is for you to drink some water. The only thing that is required is for you to forgive. The only thing that is required is for you to accept. The only thing that is required is for you to go with the flow. As you vibrate high on all these Piscean vibrations, high vibrational manifestations of Pisces, we get the Six of Swords. We get mental relief. We're not stressed. We're not low vibrational Virgo stressed out because did we get all the details and did we organize properly? And we get mental relief. We get to calm down. Six of Swords is the part of calming down. Six of Swords is the card of moving on, pulling back, distancing ourselves. My favorite part of the Six of Swords is just the card of the spirit guides. Your peoples is with you. You think I done said prayer 85 times in this broadcast alone, and I'm not talking about spiritual entities and energies that guide you? If you pray, you need to check who you being guided by. That's it. I fucks with the ones that calm me down. I fucks with the ones that give me the support I need. I fucks with the ones that give me the mental relief I need. I fucks with the ones that allow me to make an escape. Six of Swords is the card of making an escape. Six of Swords is the card of small improvements and changes. This is what is on tap for us. It's a freaking yes card. We got a yes in our future. Come on. Five of Swords. You may have had a no in the past. Two of Swords is a damn question mark. You may not know what the hell to do right now. But I'm telling you, in the midst of not knowing on a rational and mercurial level what to do, your spirit knows. Page of Swords. I love that it's a page, too, because the page is the young in the whole court cards of the people. The page is the youngest one. So you don't have to be no king. The king, you know, that's the one that he's the head. He's the max. He done worked it all out, figured it all out. And the queen, she's on her throne. The page is just the page, but it's in this energy that the spirit might be showing us that we're a page. We may be a page in this Pisces energy. We may be a youngin in this whole facing your fears thing. We may be a youngin in this whole making painful decisions thing. We may be a youngin in seeking inner peace and compromise. We may be a youngin in evaluating our situations in clear and logical manners, emotion aside. We may be a youngin, but even as a youngin in this thing, the page of cups says we have access to developing our artistic side. We have access to love blossoming within us, and we get to spread it. The page spreads the news, the good news of the good, and the page of cups would spread the good news of love. The page of cups would spread the good news of the imagination,
the Page of Cups would spread the good news. That's why I'm being your Page of Cups today. I'm spreading to you good news about creative beginnings and love blossoming. This is what the overarching thing. This is why we have to face our fears and accept and receive the support of our spirit guides and the mental relief that's on tap for us is because love is blossoming, damn it. And so we need to, with the Page of Cups, we're also being encouraged to comfort our inner child. But that's what I just tell y'all about that Leo, great new moon eclipse that we under. Check in with that inner child. This should be fun, y'all, especially when we get some relief. It should be fun. You need to take a goddamn deep breath and get in the pipe, your high vibrational Pisces. You need to say a prayer and let it all and cry. Have a good goddamn cry and quit acting like you're going to be somebody's punk if you cry. Dumb as shit from I don't, wherever it came from. I just send it back. I banish it. It's a full moon. I'm in the banishing mood anyway. Let's just banish that bullshit that people have acclimated to over time that says if you cry, it's something wrong with you. Who has ever cried? And somebody around you, their reaction was to tell you to stop crying. Don't cry. I don't like to see you cry. Don't cry. Well, goddamn, what if that's the very medicine this person needs to take? Because they have repressed and held in and stopped up and backed up for so long that they are goddamn emotionally retarded. But this Page of Cups, this Pisces energy is here on tap for us all. It's the prevailing energy, so I'm going to let it take over and go out on a real Pisces note, peaceful, you know, at this peace. This harmony, this blending, it's just beautiful. It's almost indescribable because it's Pisces and you can't pin it down. Can you really describe Pisces? No, you just have to be that shit. You just have to feel that shit. You just have to emote that. That's why I'm encouraging you towards your emotions over these next 2 weeks. Because that's going to be the language that spirit speaks to us all in. You can numb and the low vibrational Pisces, getting super drunk, staying high. Don't vibe low on it. Low vibe Pisces is like escape, just escape. You don't want to be in the real world at all. You want to be confused. You want to be inebriated. You know, that's low vibe. That really, your spirit wants you to tap into all these high vibrations I've been mentioning about Pisces. So don't get caught slipping on the low, or you'll see a whole lot more other low vibrational manifestations that come alongside you to match that. Okay? So reach out. Reach out. Go with the flow. If the flow is, in, if you're intuiting in your gut and it won't leave you alone, it's a still small voice saying, reach out to your world healer. Just click on that fight link. And just see what it says. Just see what you see. See how you feel when you get there. This is a season of feelings. So let your feelings guide you. Don't let them rule you, but let them guide you. Let them lead the way. Once you get guided by the feelings, then, yeah, check in. All this energy in Virgo, you're going to have to check in. Check in with your list. Check in with your calendar. But don't let that guide you. Right now, let the emotions guide you. Trust it. Don't be afraid of it. Instead of being afraid of it, embrace it. Whatever you are afraid of, embrace that shit. Run head first into it and just be like, I'm going to grab a hold of you, fear, and I'm not going to let go, fear, until I'm not afraid of you anymore, fear, because I know you're not real, fear. I know you're a figment of my imagination and a misuse, a gross misuse of my imagination, fear, and I'm going to turn you on your head,
fear, and I'm going to utilize you for my highest good instead of to my detriment like I used to do. Fear, you are my bitch now. Fear, you work for me. You do what I tell you to do, imagination. And you see how I flipped? I've been talking to fear, and then I ended on imagination because that's the higher vibration. You'll find as you get intimately acquainted with your fears and embrace them and merge with them, that it's everything I said is true. It's false evidence appearing real. It's not even real. At the core of your fears is your imagination being grossly misused. You can begin today at the Pisces full moon on your journey to having a healthier relationship with your imagination. You can fall right in line or ascend right in line with this Pisces full moon as it wanes. You can get right on in line with that waning moon, waning full moon, and say, I'm going to release over these experiences. I'm going to surrender. I'm going to let go. I'm going to clear and release all the ways that I have engaged with fear instead of my imagination for my highest good and dream life instead of a goddamn nightmare. I'm not living a nightmare no more. So say it's the Pisces full moon in season, 2 weeks. I got 2 weeks to get out of fear and into unconditional love, out of fear into faith, out of fear into what do you believe? That's where the fear starts from. You watch a movie when you're young and you believe that the boogeyman is real. You believe that it's something under your bed. You believe it's something in your closet. Now, here on this end of it, you know good and goddamn well when the goddamn thing under your bed or in the closet. It was because I know some of us have dealt with fear based on real-life nightmares that we lived with, that we survived, so you can't tell us that it ain't no goddamn boogeyman. Boogeyman might be in your family. Huh. Boogeyman might be in the church that your parents make you go to. So that's not lost on me. I know that some boogeymen seem very real. I'm not going to back up off of my definition of fear, false evidence appearing real, because if you could see the boogeyman for who he really is, Wizard of Oz, you would know all the things that are delusional and deceptive about even that. I ain't forgot since months ago when I was talking to y'all about pedophiles and childhood assault and all that stuff. My hand is still in all of that. And that's how I know what I'm telling you is that behind these quote unquote monsters is a damn inner child. That at a time like this, when I'm encouraging y'all to nurture that inner child, let them come out to play, is some adults who used to be children that never learned how to play. They never learned how to love from an open heart. All these high vibrational Leo energies and concepts. And so, yeah, they've been living with fear for a long time. I don't care if you started developing an intimate acquaintanceship with fear as a child or at any age or stage, I'm here to share with you as your world healer that you don't have to engage with fear anymore. You can start today, this full moon in Pisces cycle over the next 2 weeks, letting it go. I don't care if you write down on a square of tissue, I clear and release all the ways that I engage with fear, okay? Let that be the first one. You're not really going to keep writing fear too many more times. On that next square, right, I clear and release all the ways that I believe things that are detrimental to me. Half the stuff that we're afraid of, we have created it. Well, I know if I don't knock on the door 7 times before I open it, something bad going to happen. You made that shit up. you know, created your own boogeyman. So we're winding down just moments to go in the show, and there's just too much, y'all. There's too much for a two-hour show. There's too much for a one-hour consult during the week. There's too much for a 21-day challenge twice, and now we're working on the third time, but it's just enough. Y'all know it is, and I know my mama's babies will say the same, but it's just enough. I know my 21-day challenge dream makers and co-creators will say it's just enough, so just stay plugged in. I got the clips popping for y'all, any birth chart reports, any solar return reports, weekly transits, and bonus reports for these new nations like the Great Solar New Moon Eclipse and full moons and all that. Those come just right along with the subscription to join the Mama's Babies Nation. So it's been my divine pleasure to serve you. I am here at your service, and I'm just delighted to connect with you any chance that I get. So we'll do this again next week. In between now and then, be peace, be love, unconditionally, and thank you.